Hello, this is Pastor George, and this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice in it. I want you to know today that this is the best day that you've ever experienced in your life because you are choosing to speak words of life. Life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we are choosing life in our words today. In 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, the 6th verse, we find that David was discouraged. He had some things that had come against him, but it says in that verse that David encouraged and strengthened himself in the Lord his God. When he was discouraged, he built himself up. He strengthened himself. How did he do that? How did he build himself up? He remembered his covenant and he declared his covenant. Psalm 107:2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who he has delivered and redeemed from the enemy." David's creed was, "I believed, and therefore have I spoken." Now Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4:13, "We having the same spirit of faith that David had, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken, we believe, and therefore we speak." We encourage ourselves, we build up our faith, we strengthen our spirit, we establish our hearts on the Word of God the same way. Philemon 6 says, our faith is effective, it's activated, it's energized as we acknowledge every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus. And that's what we're going to do today. Today we are going to declare together who we are in Christ Jesus. We're going to declare together what we have in Christ Jesus, and we're going to declare together what we can do in Christ Jesus. This is going to be like a spiritual aerobics class, so we're going to get started. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say a scripture, then I'm going to say it again. And on the second time I say it, I want you to say it with all the boldness and all the faith that you have in your heart. You are going to build yourself up in the Lord God today. Now, first of all, we're going to declare who we are. Are you ready? Let's go. Say this, whatever the Word of God says I am, I am. Whatever the Word of God says I am, I am. I am a new creation, created in Christ Jesus. I am a new creation, created in Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am more than a conqueror through him that loves me. I am more than a conqueror through him that loves me. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I am rich through Jesus. I am rich through Jesus. I am complete in him. I am complete in him. I am his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. I am his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. I am a son and an heir of God. I am a son and an heir of God. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. Now remember, say these with me. Let's believe God together. Ready? I am walking in the blessings of Abraham. I am walking in the blessings of Abraham. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. I bring forth fruit in my season. I bring forth fruit in my season. My leaf won't wither, and whatsoever I do shall prosper. My leaf won't wither, and whatsoever I do shall prosper. I am as bold as a lion. I am as bold as a lion. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am a world overcomer. I am a world overcomer. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the flesh. The life I now live in the flesh. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I live by the faith of the Son of God. I am of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. I am of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. I am strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now we just confessed and built ourselves up in who we are in Christ Jesus, and now we're going to declare what we have in Him. Are you ready? Whatever the Word of God says I have, whatever the Word of God says I have, say it, I have the faith of God residing in me. I have the faith of God residing in me. I have boldness and access with confidence before God. I have boldness and access with confidence before God. I have the peace of God that passes understanding. I have the peace of God that passes understanding. I have redemption through the blood of Jesus. I have redemption through the blood of Jesus. I have joy unspeakable and full of glory. I have joy unspeakable and full of glory. I have God's love. I have God's love. I have victory that overcomes the world. I have victory that overcomes the world. I have the mind of Christ. Say it. I have the mind of Christ. I have all my needs supplied. I have all my need supplied according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. According to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I have godly wisdom and understanding. I have godly wisdom and understanding. I have been given the Spirit of power. I have been given the Spirit of power and of love, and of love, and of a sound mind. And of a sound mind. Say, I have a sound mind. I have a sound mind. I've not been given the spirit of fear. I've not been given the spirit of fear. Fear does not exist in me. Fear does not exist in me. I have the right to come boldly to the throne of grace. I have the right to come boldly to the throne of grace. To obtain mercy and find grace. To obtain mercy and find grace. The grace to help in time of need. The grace to help in time of need. I have Christ in me. I have Christ in me. The Anointed One and His anointing is in me. The Anointed One and His anointing is in me. It's the hope of my glory. It's the hope of my glory. I have the tongue of the learned. I have the tongue of the learned. I know how to speak a word to him that is weary. I know how to speak a word to him that is weary. As I encourage myself, I encourage others. I encourage others. I have the joy of the Lord. Say it. I have the joy of the Lord. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. Now we've been talking about who we are in Christ and what we have, and now we're going to talk about what we can do. Say it. Whatever the Word of God says I can do. Whatever the Word of God says I can do, I can do. Here we go. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can minister with God's ability. I can minister with God's ability. I can always triumph in Christ. I can always triumph in Christ. I can walk by faith. Say it. I can walk by faith. I can call those things which be not as though they were. I can call those things which be not as though they were. I can reign in life by Jesus Christ. I can reign in life by Jesus Christ. I can lay hands on the sick and see them recover. I can lay hands on the sick and see them recover. I can use the authority in the name of Jesus. I can use the authority in the name of Jesus to overcome sin, sickness, demons, fear. To overcome sin, sickness, demons, fear. I overcome lack and death. I overcome lack and death. I can lead others to Jesus. I can lead others to Jesus. I am an ambassador of Almighty God. I am an ambassador of Almighty God. I can believe that all things are possible to me. I can believe that all things are possible to me. I can mount up with wings as eagles. I can mount up with wings as eagles. Because my strength is renewed. Because my strength is renewed. I can run and not be weary. I can run and not be weary. I can walk and not faint. I can walk and not faint. I can fight the good fight of faith. I can fight the good fight of faith. Now, as we begin to finish up this part of our confessions, let's declare before God the 112th Psalm. I'm saying today that your heart is established. Ready? Let's do it. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. I am blessed because I fear the Lord. I am blessed because I fear the Lord. I delight greatly in His word. I delight greatly in His word. My seed is mighty upon the earth. My seed is mighty upon the earth. The upright generation is blessed. The upright generation is blessed. Wealth and riches are in my house. Wealth and riches are in my house. My right standing with God endures forever. My right standing with God endures forever. I receive light in the darkness. I receive light in the darkness. I am gracious and full of compassion. I am gracious and full of compassion. I am in right standing with God. I am in right standing with God. I show favor and I lend. I show favor and I lend. I guide all my affairs with discretion. I guide all my affairs with discretion. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I always remember my covenant. I always remember my covenant. I am not afraid of evil tidings. I am not afraid of evil tidings. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. My heart is established on the Word of God. My heart is established on the Word of God. I am not afraid. I am not afraid. I see my desire upon my enemy. I see my desire upon my enemy. I am a generous sower and I give to the poor. I am a generous sower and I give to the poor. God exalts and promotes me with honor. God exalts and promotes me with honor. The enemy is grieved by what he sees. The enemy is grieved by what he sees. He gets mad and he slithers away. He gets mad and he slithers away. The desire of the devil comes to nothing. The desire of the devil comes to nothing. My house cannot be shaken. My house cannot be shaken. Now let's just give God praise and glory together. Father, we love you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Just edify yourself right now as you speak in other tongues. Ho rabakashandele kete. Father, we praise you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you. You are the victory in our lives today, and we give you the praise and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. This is Pastor George here, and I want to let you know today that everybody needs to be encouraged. Everybody needs to be built up. And what I want you to do right now, as you're listening to this tape, I want you to pretend like you are sitting right across from me, or if you're driving down the road, I'm sitting right next to you. You're driving, and I'm sitting there, and you're driving well, and you're obeying the speed limit. And I want you to pretend that I'm just there with you, and I just want to encourage you. I want to build you up. You know, Romans 10, 17 says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We get built up and we get strengthened as we hear the Word of God. So I want you to hear today what the Word of God has to say about you. I want you to hear from your pastor what the Word of God says about you. Listen to this. Romans 8, 37 says that you are more than a conqueror through him that loves you. And then it goes on to say in verse 31, if God be for you, who can be against you? Who can be against you today if God is for you? 1 John 4, 4 says, greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Say this after me. The greater one is in me. The greater one is in me. Psalm 1, 3 says that you are like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in your season. Your leaf won't wither, and whatever you do shall prosper. The 112th Psalm says that surely you shall not be moved. No matter what is happening to you, no matter what is going on in your life today, you will not be moved. You're not afraid of evil tidings. Your heart is fixed and your heart is established, always trusting in the Lord. I like Proverbs 28:1. You are bold as a lion. There is no fear in you. Ephesians 6:10 says that you're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And you are strong in the Lord today so that you can stand against the wiles of the enemy and the evil one. Philippians 2:5 says that you have the mind of Christ. Say, I have the mind of Christ. Say it. I have the mind of Christ. 2 Timothy 1:6 tells us to stir up the gift of God that is on the inside of us. You have a gift. There is a gift that God has placed on the inside of you, an ability from God, a supernatural ability to reach out and to help others. Now you stir that gift up right now. How do you do it? You do it by listening to the Word. You do it by confessing the Word of God. And you know, Paul went on to say to Timothy that he hasn't given you the spirit of fear. God hasn't given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. You don't have fear, but you have the power of God resident in you. You have the love of God. God loves you. The Father loves you. And you have a sound mind. Romans 16 says, do not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed of that gospel. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says that you are the righteousness of God in Christ. You have every right to stand before God without a sense of guilt or shame or condemnation. You have the right to come before your heavenly Father today, and he will in no wise cast you out. Hebrews 4:16 says that you can come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You are welcome in the throne room. 1 John 4:18 says that perfect love casts out fear. You are free from fear today. You have no fear dwelling on the inside of you. Say this after me. I am free from fear. Say it. I am free from fear. Philippians 4:13 says that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Luke 4:8 says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you because He's anointed you to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the year of Jubilee. You're anointed of the Spirit of God. God's power is resting on you today. Colossians 1:27 says that Christ is in you, and He is the hope of your glory. Say this after me. I am in Christ. I am in Christ, and He is in me. He is in me. Mark 9:23 says that if you can believe, all things are possible. Think about that. All you have to do is believe God in that situation you are in right now or you're dealing with, and all things are possible to you. What you need to do is physically and emotionally act as if every desire and dream that you have has come to pass. Nothing is impossible to you. Nothing is impossible to you. Philippians 4:19 says that my God shall supply all of your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Whatever need you have today, whatever bills have to be paid, whatever debts have to be canceled, whatever need that you have in your life, God shall supply it according to the riches in glory that He has in Christ Jesus. Where your physical body is concerned, 1 Peter 2:24 says that by the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. Say, I am healed. Say it. I am healed. Say it again. I am healed. One more time. I am healed. Isaiah 40:29 says that God gives power to the faint. He increases strength to them who have no might. Listen. Your strength is renewed today. As you wait on the Lord, as you wait in His presence, you'll mount up with wings as eagles. You'll run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. You'll run the race that God has set before you, and you are going to finish the course. Do not give up and do not quit and do not lay aside your fearless confidence and your faith in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says that Jesus Christ has been made unto you wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. You have the wisdom of God. You know what to do. God has given you His wisdom. It says in the book of Proverbs that He stores up wisdom. He lays up wisdom for His own. You are righteous. You are separated from the world, and you have been redeemed from the curse. 1 John 5:4-5 says that whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. You know what? You've got the faith of God living on the inside of you, and faith comes and grows and develops by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Listen, if you're born of God, you're an overcomer. You are a world overcomer. You're not going to be. You're not going to be a world overcomer in the sweet by and by. You are a world overcomer right now. So you can boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. Say that after me. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me. Now listen. The 101st Psalm, the 2nd and 3rd verses says, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A forward heart shall not be near me. I will not know a wicked person. Galatians 2:20 says, you are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, but it's not you. It's Christ who lives in you. The life that you now live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God. Galatians 3:13 says that Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law so that the blessing of Abraham can come on you. You're redeemed from the curse of the law. Anything and everything that is under the curse of the law, you are free. You're set free from it. You don't have to live in it anymore. And Christ redeemed you so that the blessings of Abraham can come on you. I want to read to you your blessings today. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And it shall come to pass, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which he commands you this day, that the Lord thy God will set you on high above all the nations on the earth. And all these blessings shall come on you and overtake you, if you hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your cattle, and the increase of your kine, and the flocks of your sheep. Blessed shall your basket be, and your storehouse. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies that rise up against you to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before you seven ways. Why is that? Because you have the armor of God. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in your storehouses and in all that you set your hand unto. And he shall bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord shall establish you a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you, if you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that you're called by the name of the Lord. They shall be afraid of thee and honor thee. And the Lord shall make you plenteous in goods. I think the Amplified Bible says he'll give you a surplus of prosperity. He'll bless you in the fruit of your body, plenteous in the fruit of your cattle, in the fruit of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto you his treasury, the heaven to give rain unto the land in his season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, and you shall not borrow. And the Lord shall make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only, and you shall not be beneath. As long as you hearken to the commandments of the Lord your God, which he commands this day, to observe them and to do them, and not go aside from any of the words which he commands you this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. Father, I pray for those that are listening to me right now, and I pray over them, and I thank you that they're strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and they are encouraged today, and they are strengthened in the Lord. And together, we give you praise and we give you honor. Let's just praise the Lord together. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for your word. We magnify you, and we encourage one another, and we build up each other with the word of God. Father, we praise you. You are our strength. You are our rock. You are mighty. Come on, praise the Lord with me. You are our strength. You are our deliverer. You are our wisdom. You are our light, and you are the glory. Father, we magnify you, and we praise you, and we extol you, and we honor you, O God, and thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, one more time, say this after me. I am encouraged in the Lord my God. Say it. I am encouraged in the Lord my God. Amen and amen.
This concludes our audio presentation. Thank you for listening. You're invited to visit Kenneth Copeland Ministries on the World Wide Web for information on other ministry products, the Believer's Voice of Victory webcast, and information on how to contact the KCM office nearest you. Simply point your browser to kcm.org.